this year will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Just want to make sure. Ty, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, we rumor has it that Dr. Rashid Batar heard you call him a pansy on Monday when he didn't show up because his voice was gone. So he might show up and try to bogart the show.
I hope he does. I would love for him to try to bogart the show. That would be fantastic.
All right. Well, welcome one and all. Second hour of the Robert Scad Bell Show. It is Outside the Box Wednesday, the funnest part of the week. We get to have a blast just kind of goofing off on some serious topics. And since Liam bummed us out last hour, Ty, I'm counting on you to lift the spirits.
We'll lift the spirits. We're going to have much more funner than last hour.
Yeah, how about a cherry soda or something?
Cherry soda sounds good, as long as it's organic.
Of course it's organic.
And it's sweetened with stevia and not high fructose corn syrup or aspartame.
Do I hear shiny, happy people in the background? I do. Yeah, okay, all right, let's do it. Everybody get happy. Little B-52s.
That's just what we needed.
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of a cherry on the top of the ice cream Wednesday. Okay? Put the cherry on top. Yeah.
Sorry. Ice cream Wednesday, of course, made with organic raw milk.
Yeah, of course. Organic raw milk ice cream.
Gotcha.
Ty,
gotcha.
Listen, this first story is actually kind of interesting because cherries now, they're finding out that not only were they good for gout and arthritis, but they're preventing cardiovascular disease. Does that mean cherries are banned?
Well, if you're not a drug company, you can't say that, though, can you, Robert? You can't make any kind of health claims unless you're selling drugs. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, cherries are good for a whole host of a lot of things, right? They're good for the immune system. They're good to reduce inflammation, cardiovascular disease, this latest article is showing, blood clotting, liver and kidney problems, all kinds of help from eating Bing cherries in this study. I've also seen the studies on tart cherries, other kinds of dark cherries. So there's pretty much, if you get any kind of dark cherries, you're going to have a lot of anti-inflammatory effects that you ingest when you're eating these.
Yeah, and you know what I found really cool about this study coming out about cherries? It is say, we know that it works for gout and arthritis, even though, as you say, if the farmer or the person that's selling the cherries tells you that, it becomes an unapproved new drug in America. It's crazy.
Right.
But now that they say it also works against cardiovascular disease, heart disease, it only confirms what I've been saying for a long time, what you've been writing about as well, that it's the same damn cause for both of the things, whether it's skeletal inflammation or vascular inflammation. You've got the same issues playing out differently in different bodies.
That's right. That's right. And you had I think it was a 2012 study that was published in the American College of Sports Medicine that showed that the anthocyanins in the cherries help to reduce the inflammatory markers. They will help with arthritis. They will help with heart disease. Will help with almost every degenerative disease. Now, this is a big study. It was a double blind, randomized, placebo controlled trial. Okay, so people ask and say, was it double blind? Yeah, it was. It was a double blind study. There was also a study in 2007. At Baylor Research Institute, my alma mater, Baylor University, that showed that the tart cherries help with improvement in arthritic pain. So, you know, the studies are out there. There are studies that have been published in the Journal of Nutrition. We've got Harvard studies. We've got Yale studies, all on the anthocyanins in the cherries that are really the key, aren't they?
Yeah, and this is the thing, though. If you have a culture that has some level of sanity, you take a scientific study like this and you embrace it, you shout it out to the world, and everybody runs to either grow their own cherries or buy their cherries or buy what we call supplements, if you will, concentrated forms of these things. And you would say, let's put that on the label because isn't that a good thing? Because people are dying from heart attacks. They're having miserable times on painkillers that are killing them for arthritic diseases. But no, we have a culture that embraces authoritarian pharmaceutical conflicts of interest and denies us this information outside of the studies that they probably won't even cover in the mainstream media.
Well, it's such a double standard, Robert, because let's say you have a company that's XYZ Herb Company, and they are selling some kind of cherry product. They can't even link through to the studies that have been done on cherries to show that these anthocyanins and the other substances in the cherries that help with the pain, that help with the inflammation and so forth, they can't even link through to the scientific studies. Whereas if you have a Pfizer or a Glaxo or the big boys in the pharmaceutical industry, they don't even have to have any studies. They can just falsify claims and they can put them on their website, no problem.
But we definitely need to bomb Syria to help Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, really? I think he said it's insane what's going on out there. Now, beyond the... And by the way, if you haven't read the wonderful book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, by, guess who? Ty Bollinger. And we've got also links to Work With Your Doctor, another book there. Plus, the ebook, download for free at thepowertohealisyours.com, RSBTMB, together in this way to get you that basic information so that you can make better informed decisions about your health and prevent the disaster that is impending for almost everyone that doesn't know the things we're trying to reveal to you.
Yeah, isn't that a great website? ThePowerToHealIsYours.com. I wonder who we thought of that.
I can't figure it out, man. I'm just glad we did.
We do have the free ebook for you there, folks. Just go to ThePowerToHealIsYours.com and download it for free. 20-page read, interesting read. It's funny. Your kids will like it. My kids really have enjoyed certain sections of the book that they've read. So I think it's going to be a good primer to help people get the fundamentals about health and nutrition.
Yeah, exactly. And now, beyond nutrition, there are other stories that we definitely wanted to cover because, again, political healing is important. We've talked about the dangers of government, dangers of government intervention domestically, much less internationally, and that is with FDA clamping down on the ability to know that cherries cure what any disease you want, just about.
Mm-hmm.
But North Carolina is now agreeing to compensate sterilization victims for a 45-year-old eugenics program. If you think about government, it's going to protect. It's involved in killing you.
Yeah, and this is not an isolated instance. This is just one of dozens, if not hundreds, of instances over the past 50 years, if not more, that the government, whether it be U.S. government or state governments, have been involved in eugenics programs, which is, you know, forced sterilization, forced abortions, and so forth. This was a program that the state of North Carolina has agreed to compensate these victims with this eugenics program. It was run by the North Carolina Eugenics Board. Yes, there is an actual board called the North Carolina Eugenics Board, and it was a program that was implemented by this board, and their goal was to sterilize those that were, slow mentally, feeble-minded, those that had epilepsy, or those that were considered to be, quote, mentally diseased. So I'm not sure what those terms mean, you know, mentally diseased. I would assert that 99% of the senators in our government are mentally diseased. But regardless of that, what does this mean? I'm not sure what it means to be mentally diseased, but they sure did sterilize folks that they considered to be mentally diseased. Just another admission that our government has been doing not only eugenics-type projects on the population,
right,
but also has been, doing all kinds of other secretive-type testing, biological-type testing on the population. We covered an article, if I remember right, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, where in St. Louis, the United States Army admitted that decades ago they were spraying the population in St. Louis with certain viruses to test the outcome.
Yeah,
so,
but this time's different. Now, this time government's going to be good for you. It's going to protect you. It would never do that to poor people anymore. It would never do that to minorities anymore, people that have color skin.
No, except for the fact that in, what was it, 2002, the U.S. government, the federal government was caught. It was down at it was a U.S. Government-sponsored program down in Florida where they were testing experimental vaccines on young black babies. And I think in exchange, the parents got like a $25 gift certificate to Mickey D's or another fast food restaurant.
Which now, by the way, they won't be able to go to because the fast food workers are on strike.
There's no workers.
They need more money to deliver the poison food. So they basically poison you coming and going. We've got this experiment on you. And, hey, if you allow us to experiment on your children, we'll give you a gift card so you can poison your whole family with food that isn't food.
Exactly. So, you know, this is just another instance of the government really not being doing things in the best interest of the people. You hear that, and you said it sarcastically, you know, the government would never do that. I still hear that. Yeah, the government's just a bunch of people. They're just like us. They want what's best for everyone. They would never do anything that would harm us. Fact of the matter is our government has been taken over. Our government is a rogue government. It's many of the folks in there aren't even Americans, and so they're not looking out for the best interest of Americans. They're looking out for their best interest.
You know, and when we talk about the international intervention, we talk about domestic intervention like FDA, these so-called rogue experiments as government does eugenics programs.
Mm-hmm.
What about the concept of Obama and Syria? The very things the left were crying about when Bush did it. He's doing. It's like I keep saying Bush is still president. Obama. Yeah. I know Obama's not real. He's just Bush in a different skin suit.
Yes, exactly. Do you remember back when Bush was president and they were looking for the weapons of mass destruction there in Iraq that didn't exist, that they never found? Mm-hmm. But do you remember when they pulled the inspectors out because they just couldn't wait any longer to bomb them?
Yes.
Okay. That's what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. We've got inspectors over there in Syria right now that are looking to figure out what happened with these chemical attacks, and our government is telling them to pull out now. It's exactly the same scenario that happened with Bush a decade ago. It's just a different letter after the president's name. They're doing the same. It's like second verse, same as the first.
Mm. Yeah, and of course there are claims that there were chemical munitions being used, but now there are reports that it wasn't being used by the Syrian government.
No. The Wall Street Journal came out and they confirmed that these chemical weapons were used by the terrorists over there that we funded. They're not being used by the Syrian government. I mean, Assad has come out completely denying this. He's saying that this is a complete cover-up.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if we could be, like, jingoistically unconscious and go, just kill them all, let God sort them out. No, that's not the way it works.
It's ridiculous that this is happening. I mean, there's an article that's been posted on InfoWars. Obama believes that following a constitution is counterproductive. Okay? There's a bipartisan letter, 56 members of Congress have said, Obama, please, pull us back in. We're supposed to be part of the process by which you declare war. That's what the Constitution says. Obama says, no, that's counterproductive.
And the question is our military tough enough to handle these things? I mean, we did Iraq, we did Afghanistan, we were toying with all these other things in Pakistan and elsewhere, now Syria. And if you think I'm railing or ragging on the military, no, somebody in government, their superiors don't believe they're tough enough. And I'll say it this way. Why? Because they pulled hemp-flavored yogurt out of the military bases. Because why? Our soldiers can't handle hemp-flavored yogurt? What the hell's going on, man?
They're no longer getting their superfoods in their yogurt, are they, those hemp seeds? Which, by the way, are fantastic. I was making up a little concoction yesterday with hemp seeds and tomatoes and bell peppers.
Oh, wait. Now you're making me so hungry. We got to take a break. Stand by. We'll talk about hemp or whatever else you want to. Give us a call. You can talk to Ty Bollinger right now on the air at robertscatbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com, gcnlive.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hey, you want more Ty Bollinger? And let's face it, everybody wants more Ty Bollinger. You can go to cancertruth.net, sign up for his email alerts there. Awesome stuff. Get his books. And he's with me each and every Wednesday when we go outside the box. And sometimes when I'm not here, Ty helps me out by filling in. We love to have him do that. And today we're going outside the box. We're way outside the box on some political, geopolitical healing as well. Now, we were just talking about, we're speculating as to why they pulled hemp yogurt out of the military bases. And I just don't, maybe it's a federal thing because they don't want the tacit endorsement for something that's a cousin to cannabis or marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think the fact that, hemp, just marijuana, hemp, whatever you want to call it, has such a bad rap. People don't understand that that number one, that hemp is a superfood. So it's not just something that, you know, marijuana is something that people smoke. But hemp is actually a superfood. It's got tremendous omega-3, 6, and 9 fats. There are also so many, you know, 25,000 industrial uses for hemp, according to the 1938 article in Popular Mechanics. So we have a multitude of uses for hemp that are outside of just smoking. But people don't know that. So I think it's just kind of a knee-jerk reaction that hey, we don't want hemp seeds in our yogurt, despite the fact that they're one of the healthiest seeds that you can actually add to something, especially if you're eating a raw vegan type diet. They're a great source of protein.
Yeah, well, and you think about it, if they really wanted super soldiers, they wouldn't look toward genetic engineering. They'd look for super foods like hemp.
Now, yeah.
More on the Obama is Bush thing. Obama has to be Bush because Obama just pardoned himself in advance.
Yeah.
Or basically, he gave Bush absolute immunity. What is this all about?
Well, there was a lady that was in Jordan. Her name was Sundus Saleh. And she's a refugee that lives in Jordan now. And she had sued or was in the process of suing Bush because of the fact that he violated the Geneva Convention. That there was a law that was created actually under the Nuremberg trials when he invaded, and so she wanted to hold him accountable for the invasion of Iraq, which we were talking about earlier, which, you know, based on weapons of mass destruction that did not exist, and they went over there and just obliterated the women and children as well as the men that were soldiers and such. So she wanted to sue him. Well, Obama says no, can't. He's immune. And so I think what he was doing, this is kind of like a preemptive immunity, if you will.
Yeah.
Because he's doing the same thing now.
Yeah, I think
to the nth
right.
degree.
This is the game in that I better do it to him so that the next guy or gal that gets into office does it for me, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can see that Obama can see the writing on the wall, and he can see that he could be held accountable for these drone strikes in other countries. And so he wants to preemptive immunity to Bush, so he'll fall under the same umbrella when the lawsuits and the criminal charges come up against him in the future, which they will.
Yeah, I have to, you know, bring up the issue, you know, the anniversary of the MLK speech, I Have a Dream. And I know that whatever you could say about the history in America, and there has been some sordid past in regards to race relations and things, it's still a collectivist idea to look at someone as a member of a group rather than them as individuals. But if we talk about the MLK speech, I Have a Dream, it certainly wasn't the dream to have someone who had more pigment than others in the presidency to do the same damn thing that those had done, before him. I mean, that's the point. What did it change? It's not the skin color that matters.
Well, if you remember his dream, wasn't his dream that we wouldn't pay attention to skin color?
Well, yeah, and I think also peaceful, yeah. You know, nonviolent means. And yeah. Yet Obama is up there doing the same violence on the world and the American people that, as I said, the president's before him. I wish, you know, pray for this, that we could get beyond the Hegelian dialectic of divide. This idea of divide and conquer, because they're dividing the American people and conquering us, because they're saying, oh, well, you're a different color, so that, you know, granted, there are cases of people who don't like you because you're a different, you look different, but that's prejudice, that's not racism, that's a distinct and different thing. So I wish we'd also use the words appropriate to the real definition.
Yeah, yeah, words have meaning. And since we're on the subject of MLK, news alert everyone, James Earl Ray, he didn't kill him.
He didn't kill who?
He didn't kill him, Martin Luther King.
Oh no, you're going there?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So anyway, we don't have time to go there for much, but just it'll be in my next book that I put out. I've got a section on the assassination of Martin Luther King.
Holy tamale. Now, we just have a minute before break here. We talked last hour. It was a bummer hour on a lot of things with Liam because, you know, if you're awake and aware, you look around, there's a little bit of depression that might happen because it's not a happy sight to see people so unconscious about what is going on. So I think rather than dwell on that, we'll talk about some other things somehow that will uplift you. Or either that or we'll hear from Dr. Bitar.
That will definitely be uplifting.
Okay, that will be uplifting, too.
Because anytime you get a bright colored flower in the room, it uplifts you.
Oh, no. He's doubling down. Ty Bollinger on with me Outside the Box Wednesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this show possible. Go to robertscottbell.com, and we'll be back with Ty Bollinger and maybe even the good doctor. 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, Rashid Bitar.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXNatural.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Yes, outside the box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. He's back. He's with me each and every week. And, of course, cancertruth.net. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to the ebook that it's free. You can download it, and we'll plug you into some great supplements that'll get you well, keep you well, despite a lot of the obstacles we're all facing here. And Ty, we haven't heard from Dr. Batar yet, and we'll see where that goes. But there certainly are some stories I wanted to cover. Maybe we can have him join us if he gets in with it. One of the things I talked about with Super Don earlier in the week was this idea that churchgoers and homeschoolers are the ones responsible for the measles outbreak that's happening everywhere.
Yeah, that isn't that ridiculous? You saw that story?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was watching it last night with Charlene, and I were watching some buffoon on MSNBC. I can't even think of the guy's name. I think his name was Hayes. He has a show called All In with Chris Hayes, I think is the name of the show.
Yeah, all in except for your mind.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they used all of the catchphrases. You know, they're talking about this the Texas measles outbreak that's up north of Dallas in Kenneth Copeland's church. I can't think of the name of the church, but they used all of the catchphrases that they typically do to slander people. They talked about how anti-vaccine people are relying upon disproven and dubious science. He called them denialists. He called them quacks. He said that those that don't vaccinate are imperiling the lives of others. They talked about the herd immunity fallacy. And, you know, he says the vaccines are one of the greatest success stories of modern medicine. The problem is, you know, with this outbreak, I'm looking at the article. It's all over the place. You can find this, you know, the measles outbreak. Here's a quote from one of the articles. This is on one of the local stations up in Dallas. It says, and by the way, the outbreak is 20 people, okay? Mm-hmm. So they call it an outbreak, but, okay, 20 people. Is that really an outbreak? But regardless, it says those sickened by measles include 9 children and 6 adults ranging in age from 4 months to 44 years old. Okay, so that's what, 9 and 6, that's only 15. Mm-hmm. At least 12 of those affected were not fully immunized against measles. Okay? What does that mean? That means that they probably had one shot, but not all of the boosters. So we're getting the spin that this is an outbreak in a church that preaches, you know, not taking the vaccines, that's a big quack church, and it's among non-vaccinated people. But the fact of the matter is, this story that I'm reading says they were not fully vaccinated, yeah. which means that they probably received at least one of the vaccines. So, that as we were talking about with John Calvin on Monday,
yes,
when I filled in for the pusillanimous pansy, we're talking about the whooping cough outbreak up in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That's most likely in a vaccinated population. He's documented that there's more outbreaks in vaccinated populations as opposed to non-vaccinated. Well, here, The story in the mainstream media is that this is among non-vaccinated population, but the fact of the matter is the story says they weren't fully vaccinated. So you got to read between the lines, don't you?
Oh, absolutely you do. And the thing is, when they say fully, and you hit this as well, as far as I know, it's not like the HPV shot where they say it's a series of 3 shots. You must have all 3. Of course, then paralysis and death ensues in some children there.
Yeah. But
the idea of the measles shot, it's like you're only part way? What is that? Well, we talked about it a little bit on Monday as well. The idea that you could wear off, immunity could wear off, so we need a booster shot. This is basically a repackaging of the reality that our shots don't work. We're going to convince you that it's just you. It's your problem, your immune system. It's wearing out. Let's give you another one.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're wanting to blame the churches, wanting to blame homeschoolers, anybody who questions the religion of the state, which is modern medicine,
yeah,
and the sacrament being vaccines.
Yeah, they did. They brought that out. They brought out the fact that most of the anti-vaccine quacks are homeschoolers and are church people, religious people. So, I guess they're not aware of the fact that, you know, 2006 Iowa, you had a mumps outbreak, 92% vaccinated population. You had a 1993 Ohio outbreak, pertussis, 90% vaccinated population. You had a 1985 Texas outbreak, measles, 99% vaccinated population. You don't hear about those stories. You just hear about the one where they weren't fully vaccinated, which then they lead you to believe that they were non-vaccinated. Another thing that they lied about in this report last night that I watched was they showed a graph of measles, and they showed that in 1963, it showed that the measles vaccine was introduced, and they showed the incident of measles decreased after that. Well, they didn't show the whole graph. They didn't show that measles had already decreased by over 90% over the past 50 years, not due to vaccines because they weren't introduced yet. They also had a graph that if you know mathematics and you know graphs, you know that the y-axis and the x-axis have a lot to do with the shape of the graph.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the y-axis, they had inconsistent numbering, so that the space between 1 and 2 was the same at the bottom on the graph as the space between 50 and 100 at the top of the graph. So it made it look like that the vaccines had tailed off quite a bit from the vaccine, or that the incidence of measles had curtailed quite a bit from the vaccine, when in actuality it was pretty much flatlined.
So they played,
does that make sense?
They played with the visuals to give the appearance of efficacy of the vaccine when it wasn't exactly true.
Yes, and then from 1963 to 1968 and onwards, it was pretty much flat. But see, 1968 is when the attenuated measles vaccine was introduced. They showed the graph showing 1963 when the original dead virus vaccine was introduced, which the CDC on its own website still says did not work. So the graph that they tried to show on MSNBC, PMSNBC, I like to call it, was that from 1963 to 1968, that the vaccines caused a drastic reduction in measles. Well, they lied because of the way that the y-axis was skewed, and they also went completely against the CDC's own website, which says that the 1963 to 68 vaccine was ineffective.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, besides the fact that we know in natural medicine, homeopathic medicine, we have ways to address the measles should it happen. Ways to address whooping cough should it happen. But they never present that. It's like either the vaccine or you're an irresponsible parent that wants your child to die. No, how about you're a responsible parent that doesn't want to risk your child to an experimental vaccination that might kill them, when we have natural medicine to address the severity of these so-called vaccine-preventable diseases?
Yeah, according to one of the bobbleheads that they had on there being interviewed, it was one of the vaccine proponents from one of the colleges, and I can't think of what his name was. He said, this is a quote, "Vaccination is about the community and about thinking of others. Those who don't vaccinate are selfish." Okay? That's their position. And then they went on to talk about how pop culture has been infected with the disease of denialism. And then guess who they used as the poster child? Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, of course. They go after her because she had the audacity to speak out about her experience with her own child who was damaged by a vaccine, and how she used some natural methods to cleanse or clean the body of the child that was damaged in such a way so she regained her child. And they cannot have that happen. That word getting out is disaster for their religious death cult.
It is. And you mentioned homeopathics. Isn't belladonna a great homeopathic for measles?
Belladonna can be used as well for all children's fevers, which these measles also are accompanied by fever.
Yeah.
For all of the childhood we call eruptive diseases, we use homeopathic poison ivy, which is known as Rus toxicodendron. We could also use silver hydrosol, which neutralizes viral replication and boosts immunity. So there are so many things that are available to us. That's the story that's not getting out. It's not just about, oh, no, we don't want vaccines. It's also about the fact that we have ways to mitigate and mediate these diseases should they actually manifest in a child's body.
Right. Right. And it's interesting. There's an article that I found that was talking about this measles outbreak. And I can't remember where it was. I think it was USA Today. But it's talking about how New York City had an outbreak of measles in 2011. And let's see. It says they had an epidemic in 2011, at least 58 cases, mostly in close-knit Orthodox Jewish communities. So, again, they're trying to push it on religious communities.
Yeah.
City officials say the outbreak was started by someone who traveled to the United Kingdom, which, along with Europe, has suffered large measles outbreaks in recent years due to lack of vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the result of the epidemic. One of the New York children with measles developed pneumonia.
Yeah.
Two pregnant women were hospitalized.
Yeah.
That's the result? That's it?
You know who they're going to blame? They're probably going to blame this guy that wrote this international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, Dr. Rashid Batar. Is Dr. Batar on the line?
I am, Robert. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm worried for Ty because of what he said about you on Monday when you weren't here because your voice was gone.
Well, you know, I just decided.
We got Batar on the line?
Yeah. Hold on. Ty can't. This is the awkward thing here, is Dr. Batar. You can let Ty have it. He's not going to be able to hear you because we've got some connection, let's say backdoor connections to get him on with you.
Oh, I got you. Well, I was just you can just relay to him that I was kind of bored and I decided to slum a little bit, so I came on the show.
Okay, this is great. Dr. Batar says he was just bored and he was going to slum a little, so he's going to join you on Outside the Box Wednesday for a moment just to say hi.
All right. Well, I appreciate him doing that. And I take back the pusillanimous fancy comment from about 15 minutes ago.
Yes, exactly. Hey, Dr. Batar, real quick, I know Ty can't hear, but I'll relay it. The whole thing in Vancouver, I heard it was sensational, but what is it about? They had you talking from the moment you woke up to the moment you went to sleep, and you just lost your voice completely?
Well, it was, my schedule spot was not till a little bit later on in the day, but there was so much afterwards. It was absolutely insane, the number of people that were asking questions. And I think we I don't really remember what the statistics were, but there were about 1,500 people there, and it was something. I already had a little bit of a hoarseness for traveling. I don't like traveling. I don't like having multiple airlines up and down, you know, and there was a
right.
connection flight. So my throat was a little sore as it was, and then with all that talking, I basically lost my voice.
So you weren't being a pansy like Ty said.
I was really happy hearing that I lost my voice.
Yeah, okay. Well, we missed you on Monday, but I heard we get a bonus opportunity that we might be able to get you on this week to do some advanced medicine since we lost you this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We hopefully we can do it tomorrow.
Okay, cool. So look forward to that. We'll do advanced medicine Thursday. Advanced medicine Thursday. And Ty, you can send a message to Dr. Batar because he's going to have to run because of the connection issue. Anything, but he's talking nice about you, Ty.
Hey, tell him I love him and I'm glad he joined the show. Surprise, surprise. Nothing negative from this end of the mic.
All right, he heard you. Dr. Batar, thanks for dropping by. We'll do some advanced medicine tomorrow on the air. He's, of course, you know, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, drbatar.com. Links are up to Ty Bollinger as well. We got Outside the Box happening. One more segment. Are you a terrorist? There are 72 options. The government thinks you might be one of them. We'll get to that and a whole lot more as we wrap up the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
All right, before we get to the, 72 options that the government has to peg you as a terrorist. And by the way, we're not terrorists here. We're lovers of liberty. Lovers of liberty. I wonder if that's on the list. If you love liberty, you might be a terrorist, according to the government. Ty Bollinger is here, and we are going outside the box. It's Wednesday. And, Ty, we have a new segment today, and this one, you've inspired us with this story we're getting to momentarily. But, it's sort of like there's a lot of chicanery going on, a lot of backroom dealing, a lot of things that, not above board. And a lot of times it's happening in the government. It's happening in medicine. Doctors are involved. And,
no.
Yeah, it's really happening. And when we catch you, this is what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted? U-S-T-E-D, you are busted. I don't want to put the hurt on you, but you better believe me when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on me. You're busted.
Now you go to jail and marry Big Smelly Man.
Now you go to jail and marry Big Smelly Man. Hey.
That's great.
Oh, my. You are busted.
So who have we busted today, Ty?
We busted a ring of doctors in New York State that were running an oxycodone ring. Apparently, this doctor, Hector Castro, was running. He ran the Insomnia Medical Center in Manhattan. He was running a ring that was pushing over 500,000 oxycodone through a bunch of drug lords in New York City. They were pushing them out to the people. 500,000 pills. This oxycodone drug ring, they're saying it's a $10 million drug ring. Now, of course, the oxycodone, the hydrocodone, the Lortab, those pain pills are extremely addictive. And as we talked about before with Dr. Irvin Sawney, my good buddy down here in Seguin, Texas, one of the things that they are checking for now when people come to get those prescriptions refilled is to make sure that they have the drugs in their system that they've actually been taking in them instead of selling them. So, under the counter drugs are black market drugs are a big business now, especially with these painkillers because they're so addictive.
Well, listen, with the government taking away the ability of doctors to make a living, they're going to have to figure out a way, and the best way for them to do so is take those drugs that they're selling through scripts in pharmacies and just sell them themselves. Give them a break, right? Next thing you know, they're going to be selling fast food and asking for more money.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk it? Well, before we wrap up Outside the Box Wednesday, remind everybody you've got the ebook, TMB, RSB together, doing vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, and more. Get it. It's downloadable. It's free. The links are up in the show notes. Also, go to The Power to Heal is Yours. And we got 72
types of Americans that could be terrorists, according to the government.
Yes, and you mentioned those that want liberty. That's number one on the list.
Oh, no, it's number one. Darn it.
Number one. Now, literally, I mean, this is a list from – this is a very well-documented article. It's got links to the government documents the documentary support that you need to show that these aren't just made up, right? These are lists. These are documents from the government, training manuals that show our government agencies who they need to look for that are potential terrorists. Number one on the list, those that talk about individual liberties. Let me just name a few real quick over the next minute or so. Those that advocate for states' rights is number two. That's the 10th Amendment, isn't it?
Oh, no, that's in the notes today. Oh, man, am I just double whammied?
Double whammy. Those that want to make the world a better place, those that are interested in defeating the communists. Okay, I was going to pick some out. Let me just read a few. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyone that possesses an intolerance toward other religions is on here. But the last one on the list, number 72, is evangelical Christians. So doesn't that by default make the government a terrorist? Because they are intolerant towards Christians. They're saying that Christians are potential terrorists.
Ooh, another reason that you just busted them. I'd almost like to play that theme song
busted again.
Oh, my, they are busted. So the government says if you're intolerant to anybody else's religion, and then on 72, they admit their intolerance of evangelical Christians.
Yeah, but here's a few more. Anti-Muslims, those that are involved in the Patriot Movement, those that are members of the American Family Association, anyone opposed to a New World Order, anyone engaged in conspiracy theorizing, which according to that bump piece on MSNBC last night would be anyone that's anti-vaccine.
Hey,
anyone...
who wrote the 9/11 Commission report? Wasn't that conspiracy theorizing?
It was. The sovereign citizen movement, anyone that fears gun confiscation. I mean, aren't they talking about confiscating our guns right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they did in Nazi Germany, for goodness sake. Now you're a terrorist if you don't want what happened there to happen here?
Yeah, exactly. And anyone that's concerned about illegal immigration and those that believe that we have a right to bear arms, last time I checked, that was called the Second Amendment.
Well, we got all 10 amendments working for us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, pushing the I don't know, what is it? It's the litmus for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We got it here. We're number one on the list, evidently.
I mean, you know, I'm upset. I only made 68 of the 72.
Oh, well, we'll have to work on that for next week. Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box Wednesdays, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for being here. Check it all out. Get the ebook. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check out Ty. And just remember this. That the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.